Avengers fans here will understand this one, right? So right off the bat, and when we're first all doing Zoom, right, everybody's excited, and we're all, at least for me, I'm looking, trying to look my best, and everything's great. But then by about day five, you know, it's just whatever. I'll just get on camera and do what I need to do. So I think some of us can relate to that as well. Here's a, you see this a lot, the lady super mad yelling at the cat. And so I would say on this one here, although it says Zoom there, I think we can all relate to that for meetings in general, right? I mean, I can't tell you how many times over the course of my career, not in Prosper, obviously, we do everything, you know, perfect in Prosper, but maybe in some other places, there are meetings where I'm sitting there thinking, you know what, I don't know why we're here. Maybe we could do an email. So I think we probably get that sometimes on a Zoom meeting as well. And then the last one here for me, as I am largely an introvert, the question this guy posed on Twitter here is, what's something you started doing during quarantine but want to continue doing after it's over? And one of the responses was asking people to mute themselves, which would be awesome in real life, right? There's a lot of times when I'm just good with someone else talking. And if I could just somehow, you know, shut that down, kind of like that obscure Adam Sandler movie Click, if you've seen that, I won't go into it. But the idea is, you know, you can just make people stop talking. So anyway, I think that's something, if we could transfer it to Zoom, would be awesome in real life. But Zoom has, in fact, I mean, even from a practical standpoint, Zoom's affected things. Okay. And so coming from a school district standpoint, which I know that's what we're all here. We're coming from that angle. There's a couple of different instances where and video conferencing has affected things. And kind of like Meredith said, I'm probably going to say Zoom a lot, but when I say Zoom, I mean video conferencing. I hope we're on the same page there. It's just the most common one, but there are, you know, quite a few other ones. But there's one story about a student who, her mom couldn't figure out why she kept getting kicked out of Zoom in her lesson, right? She was doing a Zoom lesson and she kept telling her mom, hey, it's kicked me out. I can't get back in. The mom would try to get back in. Zoom would say, you know, you can't get in. And so after a few weeks of that, the mom finally figured out that the daughter was logging out, typing in the wrong password a bunch of times. And then Zoom was locking the account. And so then she's just like, I can't do my lesson. And mom was like, well, I guess you can. So kids are both brilliant and evil geniuses all at the same time, right? So you got to appreciate the ingenuity of that kid. And then even more recently, there was a story about out in California, some board members who were on a video conference for a board meeting. They thought the meeting was over, like the part that was broadcasting was over, and it was not over. And so there, you can look up that video if you like, but you know, they had some choice words for some of the parents who had spoken at the meeting, used some language they maybe shouldn't have. They maybe implied that some of these parents are smoking marijuana. And so all of that went out to the world, right? And all of a sudden, if you see in the video, one of the board members is getting texted like, you guys are live. And so the fallout from that obviously was they resigned, which, you know, my first thought in California, they have counties that fixed that. I mean, my thought in Texas was, what do you do if all seven board members resign? And I think the holdover doctrine covers this, but that's not what we're here to talk about. But the point is, you know, you've got some practical instances here of this video conferencing creating issues that didn't exist before. And so my the scope of what I'm talking about here is ethics related to video conferencing. Meredith covered this the Texas Rule 1.01 competent and diligent representation very well. I don't intend to go into a lot of detail on that, but I did want to hit on just a few things. So let's kind of talk about that. I want to focus specifically here on that Rule 1.01B. And that part of the rule says, in representing a client, a lawyer shall not neglect a legal matter entrusted to the lawyer or frequently fail to carry out completely the obligations that the lawyer owes to a client or clients. And so I think that's there's a lot of 1.01 that fits. But I think the idea here is how can the lawyer continue to represent the client even in this Zoom age? And then even more specifically, comment six of that particular rule says that a lawyer should feel a moral or professional obligation to pursue a matter on behalf of a client with reasonable diligence and promptness, despite opposition, obstruction, or personal inconvenience to the lawyer. And so a couple of things. First of all, it says moral or professional obligation, which I think is funny because, like, okay, if you don't have any morals and you're a horrible person, at least come up with a professional reason, right, to take care of your clients. So it's moral or professional. We have some options there. But more importantly, you notice the thing I bolded there. It says we have to do all this despite opposition, obstruction, or personal inconvenience to the lawyer. And goodness gracious, if 2020 could have a theme, I don't know how opposition, obstruction, or personal inconvenience gets topped. You know what I mean? Like, that was what this past year and into 21 has been all about, right? Lots of obstruction, lots of opposition, lots of personal inconvenience. And I'm sure, you know, we could sit here sharing stories for the rest of my time and beyond about difficulties we've had or things that have happened related to, you know, to video conferencing and things that happened in 2020 that never happened before. But I think it's worth looking at some of this stuff here from a standpoint of competent representation, because I just don't see this going away, right? I mean, I think we're, and here in Prosper, we're already starting to kind of get back to normal-ish. You know, most of my meetings are now in person with distancing and masks and all that, but we're starting to get back together.